Hello, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. I'm Mark Betancourt. India has doubled investment in its infrastructure over the last decade, spending somewhere around $500 billion on the likes of massive highway and rail projects. Much of the actual work is being done by the private sector, but the so-called public-private partnership is a double-edged sword. Because companies mostly look out for their bottom line, often their involvement in public works creates legal disputes that can grow beyond the capacity of public servants and institutions to deal with. I spoke recently with Rajiv Lal, the head of Infrastructure Development Finance Company, a private company that manages money for some of the country's biggest infrastructure projects. Lal had just participated in a panel on the subject of infrastructure investment at the last IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington, D.C., and I began by asking him why governments need private contractors in the first place.
The theory is that the private sector is better at implementation, construction, financial structuring, and all of that. And so you invite the private sector to actually build the asset, then own and operate it over a concession period. In order for that to happen successfully, you need other kinds of capacity for administration and management and dispute resolution. So unless that is available, just raising the money is not enough to solve the problem.
And so what do you think is the solution to that? What's the sort of political mechanism that can be brought about to close that capacity gap before you even really start to try to apply those funds to projects?
Nothing is perfect. So, you know, you can't wait for one to start doing the other. So in India, we've started financing these projects, and now we are soft skills to manage that scale of project development by the private sector in infrastructure is catching up with the harsh reality of having built these assets and gotten into trouble with all kinds of disputes and all of that. So as that capacity to adjudicate and regulate catches up, I suspect that we'll have to clean up some of the mess that has been the ancillary impact of this rapid growth in private participation in infrastructure. We'll learn from that and lick our wounds and hopefully leap forward to the next level.
Something you proposed during the panel was this idea of sort of front-loading a lot of these projects onto the public side,
yes,
where the sort of major assets that are going to be used for public infrastructure get, I guess, built in the first place by the government, and then private companies can come in later and, I guess, manage them or exploit them to the fullest.
So they can contract a private party to actually build a project for them. But the cost and all of that, the management of all that, remains government's risk. And they don't have to take it, as in government agencies do not have to build anything, but they need to take the construction risk. Once the project is up and running and is generating cash flows, so you take a power project, for example, once the plant is built, it is generating electricity, companies are buying electricity for a price, you're then creating a predictable cash flow for this power plant. You could invite the private sector at that time to invest in that project, to take over that project, and take a different kind of risk, which would be post-construction risk. So you reduce the risk of disputes between the public and private. And therefore, in the absence of sophisticated and well-functioning institutional mechanisms to adjudicate those conflicts, this is a much more efficient and quicker way of getting things done, which, by the way, does not burden the fisc either, because the public enterprise or entity that is building or getting the asset built, because it's rapidly able to sell down to a private party, it actually is not burdening the budget.
The return on the investment
comes
sooner.
Comes back, right. And then is recycled to build the next generation of greenfield asset.
Right. Given that the capacity for administration in the government isn't where it should be, as you were talking about before, how far off is the ability to do implement that sort of idea in India?
So government itself may not be able to do this, but certainly a number of public sector companies owned by government have the ability to do this. So we should nurture half a dozen of these public sector entities, encourage them to actually build greenfield infrastructure assets. And because they are commercially reasonably savvy, they could actually sell these things down and recycle the money quite easily.
That was Dr. Rajiv Lal, Managing Director and Vice Chairman of India's Infrastructure Development Finance Company, explaining how restructuring the relationship between public and private partners could streamline investment in the country's infrastructure. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can hear more like this at www.soundcloud.com/IMF-podcast.